genuine leather, pigskin,
yeah,
or cowhide.
Right. Okay. And what would you find on a table in the kitchen to season food with?
Salt, pepper.
Okay. And if a child were, we're talking about those oranges on the table like that, and if it was a table he couldn't reach, he might, how would he ask for them? What would he say?
He wouldn't, more than likely, a kid is not going to ask for it. They just climb up in the chair and get it.
Okay.
Get it, step on top of the table and get it.
All right, but
or reach for it.
Okay. But what, you know, if you were there and he thought he'd better ask, what might he say?
Well, my nephew Jones says, would you give me, you know, I want a bottle of milk or I want an orange. But then I say, what? And then I try to teach him that if he says please, he's going to get it a little bit quicker. But Johnny says, I want it. Or, I want an orange. I want an apple.
Okay. Let's see. The how about, how about those white things that they serve with eggs in the breakfast? It's a southern food, you know.
Grits.
Yeah, do you read a lot of those here?
Yes, they eat them.
They ever call, what, they ever call them anything else?
No, grits. Grits is grits. I think some people might call it hominy from up north.
Further? But yeah. They've run here.
But it's grits.
Are they white? What color is it?
White.
Do they ever have it yellow?
Yeah, you can buy, I think, but I don't know if they call it grits. I know you can buy it in yellow pack. Isn't it cornmeal? Hominy grits. Isn't hominy yellow and grits it's white? Or Dinah Shore did some kind of grits or something that was yellow. But we have white ones. At least what we use is white.
Okay. How about the starch grain that comes from Texas and Arkansas and Louisiana grows in water? You know, the Chinese eat it all the time.
Rice?
Yeah. Do you ever get a lot of that here?
Oh, everybody eats rice here.
That's a...
Rice and potatoes is your two. With Key West, all the Cubans is here.
Oh. So, I guess you got a lot of, yeah.
Yellow rice, then you cook white rice, then we cook black IP Hop and John's, then we cook yellow rice and chicken, then pork chops with chicken. You can put practically any meat in with yellow rice and it comes out good.
Yeah. Is the cooking here mainly influenced by the Spanish, or do you have your own style, or would you say that you have sort of a Key West style?
Well, when it comes to the steams and the stews, I would say they're more or less like Key West. But then since there's a lot of Cubans here, or Spanish, you have their food sneaking in when you have the black beans and the yellow rice. But see, a lot of Cubans, if you go to the restaurants, the Cubans are not going to put onions, peppers, and pieces of meat in the yellow rice. Whereas if you're cooking at home, you'd put the onions and peppers, and you could put ham in it, or you could put chicken. And then that's your big meal right there, you know, if you cook it in with it. And it tastes better because you have the flavor of the meat in it. But then the Cubans have the picadillo. And then they had the ropavilla.
Now the picadillo is what?
Picadillo is ground meat that's cooked real fine, you know. And it might be with a little bit of olive oil in it in the restaurants with garlic salt and onion salt in it. But at home when we cook it with a little bit of tomato sauce into it. You know, with the onions the same way. Now the ropavilla is shredded beef. You go out and you buy this like plank steak and you boil it in a pot of water till it's done, and then you take it out when it cools off and you shred it with your fingers. Then you cook it down with some onions and maybe peppers. You can put olives in it and with tomato sauce and a little bit of olive oil, and it's good. Then they have a bolichi. Now it's just a form of beef that we buy big long chunks and it shrinks a lot when you cook it. But it's very tender. You'll never get a piece of bolichi that's tough. You can break it with your fork. You don't have to even use a knife with it.
What's it from? What part?
I think it's more or less like what they call the round eye.
Yeah.